Hello, friends. How are you today? My name is Alan. Thank you so much for tuning in to the moments about the Virgin Mary in the role as the Mother of God today. We're talking today about what if the Memorar was the prayer to Mary, help of Christians. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Title: What if the Memorar was the prayer to Mary, help of Christians?
Introduction.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast, where we explore intriguing and thought-provoking ideas regarding faith and spirituality. In today's episode, we pose an intriguing question. What if the Memorar, a well-known prayer in the Catholic tradition, was directed towards Mary as help of Christians? Join us as we delve into this hypothetical situation and examine the implications it might have on our devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Paragraph 1. Understanding the Memorar.
To fully grasp the potential impact of this shift in focus, let's first understand the Memorar's current context. The Memorar is a prayer traditionally recited to invoke the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It highlights her role as the Mother of Mercy, acknowledging her capacity to assist us in our times of need. The Memorar has been relied upon by countless individuals seeking Mary's help and guidance throughout history.
Paragraph 2. Embracing Mary, Help of Christians.
Now, let's reflect on Mary's specific title as Help of Christians. This title originated in the 16th century as a response to the threat posed by the Ottoman Empire to Christian Europe. Pope St. Pius V encouraged the faithful to seek Mary's intercession under this title, recognizing her role as an advocate and protector of the Christian faith. By directing the Memorar towards Mary, help of Christians, we emphasize her active involvement in our spiritual battles and the safeguarding of the Church.
Paragraph 3. A shift in emphasis.
If we were to adopt Mary, help of Christians, as the primary focus of the Memorar, we would undoubtedly witness a shift in emphasis. Rather than primarily seeking Mary's general intercession, we would specifically address her as the helper of Christians. This would reinforce our belief that Mary shares in our spiritual struggles and actively aids us in overcoming obstacles that threaten our faith.
Paragraph 4. A universal appeal.
Moreover, the concept of Mary, help of Christians, can resonate with believers around the world. Regardless of culture or denomination, Christians face various challenges in their faith journey. By directing the Memorar towards Mary as help of Christians, we unite all Christians under a banner of shared dependence on her support and guidance. This shift could foster a greater sense of unity among believers, transcending doctrinal differences and emphasizing our common reliance on the intercession of the Mother of God.
Paragraph 5. Mary's role in protecting Christianity.
Mary, help of Christians, is not only a title that emphasizes Mary's intercession but also highlights her role in protecting and preserving the Christian faith. Throughout history, the Church has encountered numerous threats, both internal and external. By focusing on Mary in this particular role, we acknowledge her active engagement in overcoming these challenges. Mary becomes a symbol of hope, courage, and solidarity, inspiring us to persevere, even in the face of adversity.
Paragraph 6. Personal application. By adopting this alternative approach to the Memorar, individuals may find renewed inspiration and hope in their spiritual lives. Through this prayer, we acknowledge our vulnerabilities and recognize Mary's maternal love and protection. We approach her as a helper and advocate who is intimately involved in our spiritual journey. This shift in focus could deepen our relationship with Mary, cultivate a sense of gratitude for her intercession, and instill a greater trust in her motherly care.
Conclusion.
Although hypothetical, exploring what could happen if the Memorar was directed towards Mary, help of Christians, allows us to evaluate and appreciate the varied roles and titles ascribed to our Blessed Mother. Whether we choose to emphasize her role as Mother of Mercy or Help of Christians, Mary remains a pillar of strength, guiding us towards her Son, Jesus Christ. As we conclude, we encourage you to reflect on your own relationship with Mary and the ways in which she has helped you on your faith journey.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Alan, and this was episode 31 of the Moments About the Virgin Mary in the role as the Mother of God. See ya next time.